Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, this is Thursday, and guess what? This is Russell talking to D right here on Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash. We got a cool show for you today. We got a lot of interesting people that's going to come on this show today, so can't wait to have them on. Feeling blessed, you know, feeling blessed to be able to do this, and I want to thank God, number one, because he always gives us the opportunity to do things like this, so I don't want to ignore God in all this. So I appreciate him giving me the ability to do this, as well as my man Dominic. What's up, Dominic?
What's up, my Chad?
Nothing much, man. I'm so unprepared on what we're going to talk about tonight. I know I told you that off here. But there is one thing I do want to talk about, and that's probably the only thing I prepped for tonight. Regarding talking about wrestling, I don't know how you feel about addressing this, but Nyla Rose is your AEW Women's Champion now. Now, first of all, before I get into my opinion on this, people, you gotta understand that I don't hate Nyla Rose. I don't hate people that don't live the same way I live, but there are some things that I just can't get behind. You know, just like there's some things that you just can't get behind with me. And Dominic, I never was behind this. I never was all in on Nyla Rose. I understand that she's transgender, I understand he's transgender. Let me just say that he's, in my opinion, that's still a man. And I just can't get behind this. And this is why professional wrestling, at least mainstream wrestling, in my opinion, is taking a dip for the worse because of storylines or characters like this. You know, it's just not needed. And I'm not coming from a place where I'm hating the guy or I'm hating on Nyla Rose. I'm not coming from a place where I'm doing that. I'm just not comfortable with it, Dominic. And I hate to put you on the spot. You don't have to chime in on this, but I mean, how did you feel when you found out about this, about her winning? About him winning. I'm sorry.
I'm still trying to get it right too. Is it he?
Granny, huh? I'm sorry.
I mean, it won. It won last night.
That's a shame. I think that's a shame that you got to call it the it. I just think it's a shame. You know.
Can we talk about something else, man? It won last night, and
okay.
it's the new women's champ. AEW female division, step your game up. # I don't know. That's all. It's really all just inside my house. I can put it up to it. It's just they need us that breakout female star. You know, once again, Brandy, don't be in so much of a rush to put the title on her. I don't know anybody else. I think Kong is going to go back to shoot Low, so you can't put it on her. And like for me personally, listeners, you know, I'm trying to do my homework and stay up top. I haven't been the best following AEW, so I can't give you anybody else female name off the rip.
Right.
But this, it is what it is.
Okay.
If you want to stick on females, let's talk about a female topic issue that we can really talk about and don't feel embarrassed or uncomfortable.
This particular subject, you know, I understand it's a touchy subject, but you know, I don't want to fake the funk, you know. Not against you. I'm just saying, like,
I get what you're saying. I'm surprised you said fake the funk. It's on national air.
Yeah, right. You're rubbing off on me. But yeah, we can end this conversation. You know, definitely we can talk about more female wrestlers. I'll let you lead the way on that. But first, let me let the people know that we will be talking to Southwest De La Cruz very shortly, and he's brought some special guests with him tonight, some wrestlers that will be joining this show tonight. Sean LaHorn and Sean Tyler, they're going to be talking about Horror Slam coming up on February 21st. So we look forward to talking to them. There's so many people on the call list right now. I got to figure out which one of those are them. But before we bring those on, Dominic, continue on with what you had to say, man.
I want to hear your opinion. In an interview, I don't know where it was coming from, but I was looking it up. I heard that Becky Lynch is right now pissed, if I can say, right now about her pay there as a WWE. And she's with her being the top female right now, women's champion, that she feels like she deserves an equal pay just like the guys. So what's your opinion?
People never heard me talk raw like this. So I'm gonna talk like it tonight. I think I'm not comfortable with it. You know, I'm tired of I'm pro women, but I hear too much women versus men going on. There's too much women need the same rights as men. You know, I get equality, but it almost seems as if some of these women, they want to create a situation. They want to create something that's not there. And in this case, I think Becky Lynch, she could have just asked for more money. She didn't have to bring in the fact that she want to get paid like the men. She didn't have to bring that up because you'll never – I mean, I don't think a guy would say that if it was on the other end. I don't think a guy would say that. And I think Becky Lynch is definitely in over her head. You know, I read that she said she should get paid more than Vince McMahon. Now I don't know if that's a work. I hope it is. You know, for the sake of her employment there, I hope it is a work because. You can go after everybody else, but don't go after the boss. So Dominic, I'm not comfortable with that. You know, we all want to get paid more. We all want to get paid good. But
mm-hmm.
I'm not comfortable with that whatsoever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, we all want equal pay, and I mean, the females. You know, at times I feel like the females have been stepping it up. They've been bringing it just as much or a tad bit than the guys. I mean, you know, at times, depending on certain ones, you know, not to play favoritism ball or put it in a category. But, you know, like I said, with me, Becky, I mean, yeah, she's, you know, she's right now the top female. And like I said, I'm not the biggest Becky supporter. I give her props when it's due, but yeah, I'm not the biggest. She just gotta kind of, I ain't gonna say tone it down, but just, you know, keep her head up, keep raising the bar and keep keep performing, keep a positive, but still, you know, keep what I want to say, be more proactive in her debate and her, you know, what she's trying to deliver, because it could be all of a sudden taken away from her in a heartbeat. So
absolutely.
When you're the hottest thing in this entire industry, any time away is too much time away.
And I
oh, wow.
I agree with you, man. You know, and I want to stay on this topic of Becky Lynch, but I do want to shift it and stay on it as well. You know, one of the women that I'm starting to love, and I'm a huge supporter of this woman, and she get a lot of flack, man, and I feel like it's undeserved flack. Again, that's just my opinion. Nobody has to agree with me, but Charlotte Flair, you know, some of the stuff I see Charlotte Flair talk about outside of the ring, the way she carry herself, you know, her drive, you know, everything about Charlotte Flair, man, I'm beginning to dig, you know, And I'm beginning to fall in love with her. You know, seriously, I've always been a fan of Charlotte, but I haven't always been in love with Charlotte. You know, I had a chance to listen to her on The Herd with Colin Cowherd. I had a chance to listen to her on WWE Backstage and other different interviews. I've heard her speak on her career and things of that nature. And Charlotte Flair, man, like, I'm a huge fan of hers, and I wish her the best. You know, I wish they make her the 20-time women's champion. Seriously, because she's that dynamite.
I mean, my opinion, she's that dynamite, but now this is my two cents.
On wrestling,
it's like the saying goes, you are your daddy's child, and or your daddy's, you know, your mother's son or whatnot, etc. Well, Charlotte Flair is her. That's Ric Flair up and down.
Right. Absolutely.
She is her. That is Ric Flair's daughter, up and down. Just a girl, a female, and you know, same way he was, extravagant, you know, charismatic, just top, flashy, witty, sadity, down to the nitty gritty, you know, styling and profiling.
Right.
Remember, you know, she's a flair.
Absolutely.
With a tear in her eyes.
Exactly. Can't forget that tear, man. Let's take a quick phone call, Dominic. We got some callers on the line. Just real quick, we're going to bring you on, callers, and just we're going to give you time to talk, but we're working with a short amount of time tonight. So we'll let you chime in, and you can tell us what's on your mind regarding wrestling. Caller, you're on Wrestle Talk to D with Dominic and Martez. What's up? Hey, caller, you on the air? I guess that caller hung
up.
Hey,
caller.
All right. They called the wrong number, man. Now, let's try this other number. I hope this is not the interviewee. We got to get it together, man. I got to get it together. I got to be able to screen these calls better. Caller, you on Wrestle Talking to D.
What up, though?
What's up? What's up? How you feeling?
How you feeling, man?
Oh, feel real good. Feel real good. What you got,
man,
tonight?
Feel real good, man. This is the man that made Day-Day Southwest Texan what he is today.
Oh, straight up? Talk about it, man.
Straight
Talk
up.
About it.
Let me tell you something.
Okay. Say what?
What?
You know what? I'm going to bring Southwest on right now. Southwest, I was going to try to save you for a little bit later. But how you feeling tonight, man?
I mean, I'm listening to the conversation. I'm just sitting here listening to you guys' combo.
Yeah, we got a lot to cover tonight, man. And you feel free to chime in on anything we said. And feel free to talk about anything you said, and then I'll bring your wrestlers on in a few minutes. But if you want to chime in, go for it.
On which subject? I mean, Becky Lynch.
Yeah, Becky Lynch, Nyla Rose, Charlotte Flair, Bianca Belair, anybody, anything.
Well, I mean the Tessa Blanchard and Nyla Rose thing. I mean, I think it's a whole funny thing how genders doesn't matter to championship, at least in outside of the WWE world. I mean, the Impact World Champion is Tessa Blanchard. I mean, that's history.
Mm.
But then you got Nyla Rose winning the Women's Championship, which she ain't, you know, fully a woman. I don't see that. You know, I don't hate on the whole thing, you know, but, you know, I think championships should stay in their genders.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if I could say real quick, if they want to do like what what's the name did that indie promotion, if they want to make an intergender belt, you know, when they will have crossover intergender matches, then so be it. But for a type of division, but other than that, it's just you got to stay in your lane.
Yeah, that's it. Because, I mean, I made an actual meme. I sent it to Martez. And it says, Tessa Blanchard makes history. She's a world's champion. And it says, Nyla Rose, that's cute. Hold my beer, bro. And I got some, you know, some comments on it. You know, it was like, I was like, wow. It was like, I'm not going to say no names, but it says, I don't understand. And then the other person says, women's holding the men's title and the women's or the men's holding the women's title, you know, that's the whole thing. And he's like, Nyla Rose is a very horrible homophobic. It's 2020, and basically the other guy's like, I agree with you, and I'm like, oh God, it's a joke meme, you guys. And I'm like, wow, it keeps going, and I'm like, I'm not gonna keep going, but Jesus Christ, like I was basically the cause of controversy today.
And that's messed up. And I always like how they try to say, oh, it's 2020. What do that have to do with anything?
Basically, you know what I'm saying? That's like a young man saying, oh, I don't feel good with being a young man. So I'm gonna turn into a woman.
Yes.
I'm gonna be like Superman and basically turn myself into a woman, go into a phone booth and go turn into a woman.
Yep.
Turn into a Catwoman.
Right.
If we say something about it, something's wrong with us. We are haters or we evil. If we say something about it, if we say something against it, like in a minute, they're gonna like pedophilia is gonna be legal, you know?
Right.
And I know this is a wrestling show, but you know you got these girls on Instagram, 13, 14 year old girls. You know, twerking and this and that. It's so easy to knock boots with it, and I'ma go there. You know, it's so easy to be in that pedophilia circle because it's acceptable now. I don't care what anybody says. I think it's a thing now. You know,
I agree with that.
But I'm not gonna touch on that too much because I know this is a wrestling show. But Dominic and Southwest, I'm going to take a quick break, and we're going to bring the wrestlers on with you, Southwest, so we can talk about the Horror Slam, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
I'll take a Coke.
Is Pepsi okay?
Is Pepsi okay?
Open Talk Radio, who's this?
Okay. He's a shooting star, okay? It's the laughter of small child, okay? Are you with me? You seem confused. Let's role play. Now.
Okay, I'm Steve. I'm an actor.
No. Just order something.
You'll
have a nice cold glass of the best thing you ever tasted. Okay.
Okay.
I think you might be just saying it wrong. You gotta say it with pride, okay?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, kind of. Pepsi's more than okay. It's...
Pepsi?
I want a Pepsi.
She wants a Pepsi. There you go.
My little John. Okay. I've got to come up with my own catchphrase.
Okay.
Ooh, Blackberry Bublé, my favorite.
You mean bubbly?
No, I mean Bublé.
You're Michael Bublé. That's a bubbly.
She's right, Michael Bublé. It's pronounced Bublé. I know, thanks. Dave.
We are Kayfabe, the People's Band. We are the only sports entertainment cover band. We are going to play all of your favorite wrestling theme songs from the golden ages of the 1980s all the way up to today. from all or as many wrestling promotions that you love near and dear, from the NWA days, the WCW, to the WWF, or of course we know today is WWE, Ring of Honor, or New Japan. They got some theme songs out there. We will be playing them. And there will be some songs that we're going to cover that may not necessarily be wrestling theme songs, but they may have been songs that wrestlers have used in the past. Like, for example, the late, great Junkyard Dog, Hall of Famer. Back in the day, in the early 80s, he used to come out to a very popular song by the rock group Queen, Another One Bites the Dust. That's just one example. And we are going to be playing everywhere we possibly can. Birthday parties, corporate events, wrestling shows, Comic Cons, anime conventions. We may even do a few anime songs, so, you know, we're open to a variety of things, but our bread and butter is going to be wrestling. And
all right, welcome everybody back. We're back on Wrestle Talking D with Dominic and Martez. We're talking wrestling tonight like we always do. But right now we have a special conversation, special interview in the next few minutes that we're going to dive into. We're going to be talking to Southwest De La Cruz of the Death Patch Podcast 313, as well as Mr. Sean Taylor, pro wrestler. He's going to be here to talk about the Horror Slam on February 21st that's coming up. We also going to be bringing on Mitch, who's also a part of the Death Match Podcast 313. But I always say this, no one has to accept your invitation. It could be an invitation to a graduation. It could be an invitation to any type of celebration. No one has to accept your invitation. So we are always appreciative when people accept the invitation that we send out to them. But before we bring them on, we want to give them a proper intro. As we welcome you to Wrestle Talk in the D. So after this intro, we're going to bring the guys on to the show tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, coming on to Wrestle Talk in the D is none other than Mr. Southwest Texan De La Cruz and Sean Taylor, as well as Mitch. Well, welcome everybody to Wrestle Talk in the D.
What's going on?
Nothing much, man. Just talking wrestling. thank you for joining the show tonight.
Appreciate you having me on.
It's always a pleasure to be on here with you guys.
Absolutely. Now, I'm going to start with you. I'm going to start with you, Southwest. Why did you feel that it was important to bring backup tonight? Why did you feel that it was important to bring on Sean with you tonight?
Oh, man. Let me tell you, Sean and everybody that I'm bringing on here tonight, a great talent of Horseland, as I know, with many more promotions, but they're great talents that I'm bringing on tonight. And there's unfortunately, there was more talent that couldn't be on here tonight, but the guys that could be on here are actually great talents.
Awesome. Now, Sean, you're here to talk about the Horror Slam on February the 21st, but before we get into that, if you don't mind, I just wanted to ask you, how did you get started with wrestling? Where did it all start for you?
Now, I've been a fan since I was a kid, but I got into pro wrestling. I started training back in 2005 under Dan the Beast Severn, and started actually having matches in 2006. Go through a couple of different schools, the House of Truth being one of them out here in Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
And since I've been involved with the House of Truth, I've managed to really kickstart things a little bit more as of the last few years.
Awesome. Now, Southwest, what is it about deathmatch wrestling that people need to jump a hole to it? What is it about deathmatch wrestling that everybody needs to start tuning in to it?
Terry, thanks for that.
What are you doing?
Yeah, I don't know. I hear a lot of stuff in the background. I think that's kind of I don't know if you guys can hear us. Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear.
Okay, Southwest, could you talk about the February 21st event, and then I'm gonna ask Mr. Taylor to talk more about it after you finish.
Okay, well, I mean, if you want to talk February 1st and you want to talk Horse Slam, this show is exactly what it says. Exactly what it says in the title. This is Horse Slam. You're going to have the Undisputed King, Briar Wellington. He's going to have an open challenge February 21st. Who's going to open that challenge? We don't know. And then we have the American Psycho, Sean Longhorn, going against the Queen of Extreme, Peter B. Beautiful. He's an actual lead man. This is going to be a match that I can't see who's going to win. I can't say who's going to win. But this match is going to be one of the best matches in the night. And then we have Sean Taylor himself teaming. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we have Sean Taylor himself teaming with Kevin Calloway versus DTA. That's going to be a tag team match, man. Probably one of the best tag team matches I've witnessed in Horror Slam. We have Mitch himself teaming up with Nolan Edwards, which, man, this versus tag team champions Asmodeus and King Logan, the tag team champions. The tag team titles are on the line. That's going to be one of the tag team matches that's going to steal the show. You got the Dirty White Boy Chuck Stein versus Casanova Valentina himself. Man, it's just going to be a jam-packed show. And then the main event is going to see an undisputed Horror Slam heavyweight champion. It's going to be the old-timer Jet King, the heavyweight champion of Horror Slam. He's never lost a championship. He went out on an outing on a previous engagement that he had. And then they found an interim heavyweight champion in the process, MM3. That's one of the best talents in all of Michigan that I've ever seen in my life. Man, this is going to be a bloody match, a technical match, a high-flying match. This is going to be an all-out, just crazy match. So, man, Nick, and also Nick Cage is going to be in the house. So if you're in Don River, you're in Detroit, you're in Lincoln Park, bring your ass out, put your ass in the seat, get you a beer, and enjoy the show. Enjoy these guys' talents, and these guys are on my on the show. To let you guys know how the matches are
going to
go.
Nice. Man, you're a great promoter, man.
thank you.
Now, Sean, I'm going to shift back to you. Sean, what is it about Horror Slam that you love? What is it about this style of wrestling that you love the most?
the most. Quarter Slam is one of those promotions that just happened to find something special that hasn't been seen in a long time. There are only a few promotions in the state of Michigan that have that. Quarter Slam is one of them. You can't sit there and be tired of any match that's on the card.
Right.
Every match that's on the card is a really good place, and every piece of talent on there is specifically chosen by the management for a good reason.
Mm-hmm. Nice, nice. Now, is this a kid-friendly event?
I don't think so. So there's actually another match that's active Colgan versus Schlack. That's not a kid-friendly match. Some of these death matches get crazy, but you also have the pro wrestlers that throw on a match of a lifetime. You know what I'm saying? But I wouldn't say so.
Nice.
I mean, my niece goes to it, so like I said, it depends on the kid.
Gotcha.
my niece is in love with Horror Slam. I'm going to tell you one thing. My niece is in love with Horror Slam. I get my whole family to come out every month.
Wow. Now, is like so many of us, we're hooked to WWE wrestling. We normally don't see wrestling like this on TV. Has it been hard getting people to jump on this bandwagon? I know it's been around for a long time, but do you find that it's hard sometimes getting people to enjoy a show like this, Sean?
Sean?
Not really, actually, because Horror Slam is like any of the really good promotions. It's got a specific niche that's developed a fan base. It helps you have guys like Schleck and Atticus Coger and Briar Wellington and the occasional Rhino who pops up. Guys like that who help develop and help, you know, promote these promotions that are up and coming. But Horror Slam just happened to find its niche where it is with the match that it had.
Exactly.
They don't hold back.
Wow. Dominic, did you have any questions for the guys?
No, not at the moment. I'm entertained. I'm listening.
Now, and I'm gonna get back to you, Southwest. Sean, has it ever been a match that you said you went too far, or that you felt like you went too far as far as physicality and inflicting pain on an opponent?
I'm sorry. You ever think there's a match that I went too far?
As far as inflicting pain.
Not at all. I don't think one bit. Otherwise, I would never have done it.
Wow.
Wow.
God. How much of you, I don't want to disrespect you, because how much of your character do you take with you in your real life? If that's okay for me to ask.
Realistically, everybody that's in the ring, their character is an extension of themselves. But in reality, like, that's just me getting a chance to show who I really am where I can't show it everywhere else.
Okay.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Like I take it. It's hard to say because I can't show people who I really am in London.
Nah. Hey, that's real. Yeah. That's real. Southwest, you had something to say?
I was just agreeing with him. I mean, like I said, Sean Taylor's a great talent. Everything he's saying is true. All these guys I got on the line are great. Mitch, Sean, Mitch, Tyler, Sean Longhorn are great.
Great.
Nice. I'm looking forward to the show. And hopefully we can come down there. And hopefully in the next few weeks we'll have a studio for you guys to come to, okay? So we can have an interview face-to-face.
Most definitely.
All right. Thank you for joining the show, Sean.
Thank you.
Trump a problem.
All right, now we're short for time. We have a debate tonight, and we need to start that as soon as possible. Mr. Southwest, De La Cruz, host of the Deathmatch podcast, and my man Dominic P, not Dominic Pork, but Dominic P, the ladies' man, Dominic P, will be debating with Southwest in a matter of moments. Let's take another 30-second break, and then we're going to come back with the debate.
You ever wish you weren't a Motor?
Sure. Sometimes I wish I had legs like you.
Yeah, is it like a regular person?
No. Still half bike, half man. Just stops.
What's the legs on the bottom and motorcycle on the top? Yeah. Yeah, I can see that.
All right, welcome everybody. This is the Debate on Wrestling, where we debate about the latest topics in the world of wrestling. I am Martez. Tonight we have Dominic Portman as well as Southwest Texan that we'll be discussing and debating on some of these hot topics in the world of wrestling. First of all, I want to say this: Al Miller was supposed to be part of the show tonight, but unfortunately he got sick. You know how that happens. We all get sick and things change. So we pray, Al, that you feel better. We pray that you are you get 100%. You know, we hope to hear from you again on these shows and this program, if I can get my words together. So Al, get well, man. I know we were talking about the ladies earlier, but I want to just shift because this is a debate show, and just want to get into these questions. Okay, we talked about Goldberg last week, and most of you all you didn't care about Goldberg coming back. But we have Goldberg versus The Fiend for the Universal Championship. So what do you guys think about that matchup, Goldberg versus The Fiend? And Southwest, I can start with you with that.
Well, like I said last week, I said Goldberg should stay home, do his 401k, get a minivan, stay with his family. I don't think he should be back in the ring because I think what's going to end up happening is The Fiend's going to put him down 1, 2, 3 quickly. And that's all it's going to be. Maybe he might put up a little fight, but I don't think so. I think it's going to be a bad match. I I'm going to leave it at that.
Hey, Dom, how you feel about that?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what they're thinking about. I don't know if they're just trying to please Goldberg. If Goldberg is he's saying, hey, I want to do something with the Fiend, and they're like, oh, okay. But yeah, this is, you know, it's like we happy to see you, Goldberg. But it's like, you know, it's your ship has sailed over. It's a wrap.
Yeah, Dominic, I kind of feel you on that. It do seem like it's like Goldberg reached out to them and said he wanted to do something, and they said yeah. It kind of has that feel to it. Cause why else put Goldberg versus The Fiend, you know? That makes sense. I want to move on to the next question, the next topic for tonight. There's a report that WWE is thinking about moving WrestleMania to Fox TV. We've been watching WrestleMania on pay-per-views for years. We've been watching it on the WWE Network for the last 7 years probably. But now there's talk that they're going to move. They may be moving WrestleMania to Fox. So, Dominic, are you okay with that happening?
It's not a bad it's not a bad idea. They're trying to make it back more, get it back, you know, like I said, WWE ratings and the viewers and the demographic. They're trying to bring back, bring it, you know, WWE with the past, I'd say 20 years went to cable. They're trying to bring the platform back to regular TV. You know, by then, by way, you know, it could help boost the ratings and the audience. Make them more affordable. There's still certain people just, you know, cannot somehow, you know, not talking about them or putting them down, can't, you know, get access or have access to the WWE Network or, you know, et cetera, et cetera, to view these, you know, shows or pay-per-views that you have. So it's not a bad move. If the Super Bowl is on Fox, so, and that's the grand stage of them all, why not, you know, and WrestleMania is the grand stage of them all for WWE. So it's not a bad move, you know. I don't know about selling, you know, I was hearing about all the pay-per-views selling them to main other streams. I'm not so far sold on that part, but yeah, let's see how this year's goals plan out, you know. And you know, they should, you know, see from down the road.
Go ahead.
You kind of make a point there. You kind of make a point there, but one thing I'm going to say is this is one step closer to Vince McMahon himself stepping back, like they've been saying. I've been reading lately is that Vince McMahon is stepping back, and this is one way of him saying almost he's going to end up selling the WWE. Because if you look at it, Fox already they're already giving WWE big time money for SmackDown. They're giving WWE big time money for SmackDown. And so they're going to end up giving bigger money for WrestleMania content and for the WrestleMania from probably next year on out.
Right.
So you got to think about this. WWE is going to look at money any way they can because they just lost $1 billion. They just lost probably even more. They lost more than $1 billion. And they're going to look at any way to get it back. That's looking at selling WrestleMania content. They're looking at selling the network and the network concept to either Amazon or whoever else probably would want to buy it. And then, you know, they're going to look at merchandise and everywhere else that they, any aspect that they can make money to get these $1 billion back. If not, they're going to end up selling WWE in its entirety before they end up going bankrupt.
Yeah, that's my main subject of why I said whatever, you know, they're trying to do that's best business for them that they always like to do to make money wise. Revenue or money wise, so if it's you know, I mean, we'll see.
I guess for me it'd be weird to see WrestleMania on Fox, but at the same time, I remember when I was younger, I think they had that WrestleMania when Lawrence Taylor was in the main event. Either they replayed it on Fox or it was on Fox. I remember that vividly.
It was actually, but you got to look at it after a while, because the first one was actually pay-per-view, I believe. That's all the way until that moment, but I mean, the rest of them, and out of all of 36, they've been pay-per-view. I mean, I'm not saying it's a downgrade or anything on WWE's behalf, because it's just money aspect now, but I don't see it going on Fox, but it could happen because Fox got the money to do it.
And for me, it already seemed like Fox has a big hand in the decision making in WWE, at least with SmackDown and backstage. You know, Fox wanted to turn it into more of a sporting event, or they wanted to be viewed as more of a sport like the NFL, NBA, even though it is a sport. I know Fox wanted to change the way they do things based on the way they broadcast things. So, yeah, I can see it being on Fox, like Dominic said. Let's go on. You got any final thoughts on that, Dominic?
No, not at all.
Okay. Hulk Hogan didn't say, oh, yeah. Macho Man said, oh, yeah. But
Right.
Speaking of Macho Man, we got the Macho Ghost coming up at 8 o'clock here tonight on Open Talk Radio. Hulk Hogan he's been talking about this for months. He wants one more match. Would you guys be interested in one more match for the Hulkster, Southwest? I'll give you the floor on this.
Let me tell you something, brother. I'm almost 175 years old, and I'm going to tell you something. I want to give one more leg drop at WrestleMania. I want to lift Andre the Giant from the dead and slam him all the way back to his grave. Hell no, I don't want to see that shit.
Oh, man. For real?
Hell no, I don't want to see that shit, man. Who wants to look? You're on Facebook saying that you're okay, that you ain't got a broken back, that you're in some Jordan 5s or Jordan 8s, whatever the fuck you were in, giving them your little air guitar stands and shit. Fuck that shit. Nobody wants to see that, man. Nobody wants to see an 80-year-old leg drop, you know, on a young talent could be on the card.
Right. You off the hook, man. We gotta watch the F-bombs, though.
Oh, my bad.
You good. I like the passion. Don't give me... No, keep the passion. Keep it real, you know. But, yeah, I agree with you. What about you, Dominic?
I mean, you get a pass. You ain't, I mean, I know this is your platform. I deal with Martel too. I have to watch my mouth too. I don't want to see that. And nobody got time for that.
Hey, right, exactly. In all words.
So Southwest say F this, huh? Say F Hogan, huh?
Yeah. No. Not that. No, in no kind of way. I love Hulk Hogan. I watched Hulk Hogan for years. I watched the Hulkamania drop and won championships and everything, but it's time to, just like Goldberg, go get a 401k. I mean, whatever family, you know, I don't know what family you got left, but, you know, try to patch things up or something.
All right.
Yeah,
let's...
you know, like, yeah, I mean, it's good. He's certain guys still want to be part of it, but as far as in-ring competition, no, it's over.
Endorser or something. Somebody that comes out on every Saudi show because they like to see the legends.
Yeah.
Right.
That's we'll see. I think it's going to happen. Like, it's just too much talk about it for it not to happen. All right. Next question. Should Nyla Rose be the... I'm joking. I'm not going to ask that.
Yeah, let's do that. Come on. Let's go to that.
That's not
let's
a real question.
That.
I can go there, but... Oh.
I mean, okay, go ahead.
Okay. Real quickly, should Nyla Rose or... What's his real name?
I don't know. Let me look it up.
Are you... All right, we're gonna talk about it next week.
Okay.
I know me and
that
Dominic.
Sounds about right.
Me and Dominic already addressed it, but all right. Luke Harper has exited WWE for AEW, based on reports. ECW is on his way out and going to AEW, based on some reports.
EC3.
And then.
EC3.
The revival is coming. Yeah. And then the revival is coming. And then the revival is constantly, we hear they asking to be released. So what the heck is going on in WWE right now? Like, what is going on backstage? what is going on in the inner workings of WWE that everybody wants to leave. Dominic?
Oh, it's my cue. That opportunity that created creativity has all the points to it. You see it. Everybody's frustrated. Everybody's not, you know, it's not about the money. They're going to get paid regardless. You know, they in the top tier league. You know, it's just the camera, it's the publicity and the opportunity. It's like these gimmicks. They're tired of putting on, you know, these gimmicks, or they have to, you know, do under a dictatorship. No. You have to do it when they say do it, or you got to, you know, in ownership of what they want to do. So that's all it is to it. I know we talk about so much. I'm not going to talk about it too much, but that's all it is. And you see when everybody that's so far left is living their best life. So
right.
That's flat out.
Mm-hmm. All right. How do you feel about that, Southwest? What's going on with WWE?
Well, you got to think about it. WWE is a machine. WWE is not what it used to be, where they used to give you freedom and creativity to be who you want to be. Look at Stone Cold Steve Austin. You had him best in the business, best on the mic, best in the ring at what he did when he laced up his boots. He wasn't who he was in real life. He was Stone Cold Steve Austin when he laced up them boots and went through them curtains. The Rock, the most electrifying man in all sports entertainment. You got to think about it. He's electrifying for a reason, because they let him be who he wanted to be. Triple H is who he is right now, running NXT, because they let him be who he wanted to be. Mick Foley, Undertaker, all them old school wrestlers up until John Cena before everything happened, before he became a machine. But WWE doesn't give nobody no opportunity. WWE does not give opportunity. They want to have a recycle where you get excited, you go for it, and then you get disappointed. It's like a big recycle triangle. You know, and then, like you said, it's not about money, because you can leave WWE and make a lot of money, because you can go to the Indies and flourish. Just like Drew McIntyre did, just like everybody that's been in the Indies, that's gone back to the Indies. They've gone back to the Indies, made nice money, and made a big name for themselves, and they flourished, and WWE wants it back, and then it's too late. Look at John Moxley. He went back to his roots when he was a deathmatch wrestler in CZW. And he's in the AEW right now. He left being watered down Dean Ambrose to go into the AEW and flourishing as John Moxley. And John Moxley is the biggest thing, and he's getting big eyes. And look, WWE wants him to drop out of his AEW contract to go back to WWE. But he's not going to do it, because he knows WWE is going to promise him something, and they're going to go back on their word.
Man. And that's sad. Oh. You know, we talk about Fox buying WWE and Vince selling WWE, but nobody ever talks about the fact that, like, WWE can lose so many. This might not happen, but so many wrestlers, they can lose so many wrestlers that WWE can crumble. You know, I know that might sound crazy, but it's possible. You know, because there's so many other promotions.
It's gonna be like that '95-'96 era, where to the point stars gonna be leaving, and to the point they're gonna have to. And they'd be the hottest thing, to the point they're going to have to do duplicates or replicas like Big Daddy Cool and Scott Hall or the two Undertakers, you know. Trust me, it's going to be to a point they're going to do that.
Mm-hmm. You're right. Any more final thoughts on this question?
Nah. I think we all said our piece.
All right. Well, this next particular question, topic, whatever you want to call it, you know, it's kind of silly. You know, it's kind of silly, because I feel like WWE, not in other wrestling promotions, wrestling history, they insult our intelligence. Sometimes our intelligence do get insulted. And the reason I say this, because there's a lot of moves that they build to be dominating, but some of these moves wouldn't hurt a fly. Okay, I think about the five-knuckle shuffle. I think about the five-knuckle shuffle. That's a disrespectful move, and that's disrespectful for them to think that that move will actually destroy somebody. So my question for you guys, what are some of the weakest moves you ever seen in the wrestling ring, whether it's a finishing move or whether it's a setup move before the finishing move? What are some of the weakest moves you guys ever seen?
I got it. John Cena's new five move doom.
That's weak, huh?
That little spin, little fist that he does. You got Santino Morella's the little cobra, the little cobra that he brings out, like the little man of the claw, the little. What the hell is that?
Exactly.
Like, oh, shit, what up? You got so many of them. You got so many of them.
Oh.
The Hulk Hogan leg drop. Hulk Hogan leg drop. The 80-year-old Hulk Hogan leg drop.
I got one. We were just talking about this guy.
Don't do it.
Y'all ready?
Don't do
Let's
it.
Let's hear it.
The people's elbow.
Oh! Yes. Hey, man, he just had a bad, that's bad timing, man. I've always been a Rock fan. The Rock is the most electrifying man in all sports entertainment. You can't knock him in being the 10-time WWE champion. I'm going to tell you something. The Rock is electrifying. You can't be doing that to the man. His daddy just died.
You are.
His daddy just died. He can't be doing that, man.
You fooling tonight, Southwest.
I said it with my chest. I got the sheriff and the deputy.
That's like saying Ric Flair is, that's like saying the figure four hurts. Figure four don't hurt. I've been in the figure four before.
Oh, the figure four, man. I think the figure four is the most devastating move out there. I'd have had it done on me before.
I've been in it, man. You got to have a strong leg.
I got a few more. Y'all remember Scotty Too Hotty the Worm?
Oh yeah. Hey man.
Two for two.
That's crazy. What about Naomi, her booty finishing move? Like, come on.
Hey, wait, hold on. Even though I would like to be in that movie. I tell you.
Right, yeah, no.
What about the tank? Exactly. I was about to say that. You took me right from me. Let him rest in peace, but Dusty Rhodes' bionic elbow.
Oh, man. Oh. I'm right there with you on that, man.
Hey, y'all. You got to think about that one.
Yeah, that wasn't that devastating, man.
I'm sorry, but what about Edge's spear? Or maybe even Christian's spear?
I didn't know Christian had one.
You talking about the new spear Edge do?
Yeah, no, not his new one. I'm talking about back in the day, Edge. Maybe 08 Edge.
You gotta look at
some of them.
I gotta take a look though.
Like when he went for the big look, watch a match with the Big Show that any match with the Big Show and Edge for the world title or whatever, and it looks like he's running to hug the Big Show. He ain't looking like he's running to spear this guy. How are you gonna spear a 500-pound guy, and you're more than half his weight, and have more than damn half his size?
All right. All right, let's go on, gentlemen. We always like to have an old school question on the debate show. So the old school question of the night is this: do you agree or disagree that the nation? Did I say this last week? No, I asked this last. Wait.
It's okay. Go ahead. I'll say something about it. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, all right. You can say something about that, but I did have an old school question. I don't know why I didn't put it in my notes, but this week is Valentine's Day. Okay, I mean tomorrow is Valentine's Day. What do you remember most about 1999, the St. Valentine's Massacre, when the Big Show arrived? What did you think about that debut, and how it turned out? You know.
It was good as hell.
I thought it was. I mean, considering from what he came from, I mean, I know he was a former world heavyweight champion or whatever, but I mean, you're a giant and you're making your debut in the world wrestling. Well, let me shut my face. WWE. And you know, you're debuting for Vince McMahon, going against one of the biggest stars in the Attitude Era, and Stone Cold Steve Austin in the cage, throwing Stone Cold Steve Austin out the cage, letting Stone Cold win the match, and letting the boss give you a little bit of heat. What more can you ask for?
Exactly.
I mean, he hasn't had, like, I mean, the biggest career, but you got to look at a former WWE champion, Intercontinental Grand Slam champion, Hall of Fame worthy. You know, he's Hall of Fame worthy.
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt. Dominic?
I'm trying to cheat. Go back. I'm trying to cheat right
now. I'm on the WWE Network trying to look it up.
Well, basically, like, I
remember
like
that
this.
Vividly. I watched that so many times. Came up from under the ring. He came up from under the ring, grabbed Stone Cold, threw him outside the ring. Stone Cold wins the match.
That got to be one of the worst debuts, and it's not talked about enough. That got to be one of the most worst debuts for a big-time talent in WWE history, man. Because here's the Big Show debuting, leaving WCW, but his debut was voided because Stone Cold still won a match. And I still don't get that move. You know, I still don't get that. Whoever signed off on that, I don't get it. And that could have been the end of Big Show right then and there. You know, we saw how they handled Big Show in his career, but you know,
they kept repackaging him and sending him back down, and yeah, it was just, you know, he overcame each, you know, each era. But you gotta
think about this also. Being as big as he did, as big as he is, as much as people say his career sucked, he's a Grand Slam champion, but he's a giant also. Look at how long Andre the Giant didn't last that long in his career and didn't even get a real WWE championship ring.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
You gotta think
That's
about
true.
That one.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. We got about 15 minutes to go with this debate discussion show. We're still trying to fill it out. We're still trying to figure out what works and what don't work. But so far, I feel like it's been going good. Coming up next week, we're going to have some more debaters. We're scheduled to have Charles Gaylord. He's the host of CJ. I got to get the name of his podcast right. Do you smell what CJ is cooking? He's the host of that podcast. And then Jordan Garber, he also has a podcast. He's a referee. He will be on the show next week debating on topics. But let's move it on because we got the Gorilla Position coming up at 8 p.m. Right here on this platform. So question number 8, Bayley versus Carmella for the title in Saudi Arabia, the Super Showdown. But my question is this. Are you guys tired of WWE saying first time ever for the women's? When is it enough with saying first time ever for these women?
Well, I think it's kind of getting annoying because you're saying first time ever, and it's getting tiring because it's always like it's not a first time ever. Didn't they just have a women's match in Saudi? You know, just because it's for the women's championship doesn't make it the first time ever. You know, you actually had two women fight before. It just wasn't for the women's championship.
Right.
And, you know, the first ever Women's Evolution pay-per-view. You seen where that went? That went down the crapper. That went back. That went to a retired pay-per-view.
It sure did. What about you, Dom?
Yeah, they gotta be careful on that wordplay, first time ever. I got distracted. All I was remember you saying, you know, first time ever. I love Bailey.
That's all that matters.
That's all that matters. Yeah.
All right. Question
Next
number nine.
Question.
Question number nine. Matt Riddle is still saying he's going to retire Brock Lesnar. He is still talking smack to Goldberg. So do you think Matt Riddle is becoming a problem? Because he's not stopping.
No, bro.
No, bro.
What's your problem, bro? Like, dude, Matt Riddle is just the hottest thing right now. I don't know if he's going to retire Brock Lesnar, but he sure can retire Goldberg. I mean, you know, I mean, just I'm seriously done with snap back on reality. No, I mean, I can understand. No, I don't feel like he's a problem. I feel like he's just got to be careful because he's right now a fan favorite, and you know how the way WWE is. When they get behind, when we get behind certain fans, our fan favorites, which the WWE be trying to another person, they're trying to put us in front of us, be like, no, you need to be in front of him. We're in front of this person. And we like, no, we like this guy. And Matt Riddle, just, he really catering to us, man. He know what we want. And he's trying to be the voice for us voiceless fans. But on the other hand, yeah, I understand if he wants to still remain and, you know, be a part and move up, yeah. I understand you got to follow rules and you got to, you know, be careful. You know, he's breaking protocol, you know, hyping up matches that's not in Vince's favor right now or, you know, in the booking. But, no, I mean, when it comes flat down to it, is it a problem for us as a fan? No. Maybe, yeah, behind the scenes, the shot callers, the corporate world, yeah. But no, I mean, I love, that's one of my favorite must see person right now. I tune in, it is Matt Riddle, so.
Bro.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, Matt Riddle, he's a great, he's hot. I'm not going to lie about that. He's a hot entity right now. He's the greatest thing in NXT right now. He's everything, but you got to think about it. When the boss tells you not to do something, you got to think about that. That's where you're getting your paycheck from. I mean,
yeah, that's what I was saying.
That's what I mean.
You got to be careful if you're following. Yeah, if you want a job at the end of the day, if they say lay low, lay low. Because it's not in Vince radar for them to, but you know. But if you feel like you got the sauce, that's what Matt Riddle is. He feel like he got the sauce right now. He can take on anybody.
I mean, you got to think about it. Brock Lesnar is kind of not really paying no mind to it because if Brock Lesnar was paying any mind, Brock Lesnar is paying more mind to R-Truth because he wants to do more stuff with R-Truth than what he don't want to do with Matt Riddle.
Riddle, right.
Right.
I mean, yeah, absolutely.
Brock Lesnar not paying no attention to him. Brock Lesnar got more money than that man could freaking sleep on.
All right. Hey, y'all said y'all piece on that. Y'all bringing it hard tonight. Both men's and women's NXT championships are on the line this Sunday night at NXT TakeOver Portland. You got Rhea Ripley taking on Bianca Belair. You got Tommaso Ciampa taking on Adam Cole. Southwest, who you got in those two matchups? What's your prediction?
My predictions are for the NXT Women's Championship, I'm going to go with that one first. Bianca Belair is going to take an L because they're going to let Charlotte Flair and Rhea Ripley go at it for the NXT Women's Championship. And I'm going to predict this, that if anything is going to be a controversial ending to that one, where afterwards Bianca Belair might end up coming to a triple threat, but I doubt it. But it's going to end up being a controversial ending because if Charlotte wins,
or if Rhea Ripley beats Charlotte, at the end of the day, Bianca Belair is going to go back to the title shot. So it's going to be controversial. And for the NXT, I think I'm going to go with Tommaso Ciampa. And Adam Cole, Tommaso Ciampa never won that championship. He never lost that championship. He never gave it up. He never got paid for it, no nothing. So he's going to get it back because Adam Cole done had it for a long time. And I believe that the Undisputed Era is going to end up taking a seat down because they need to cool off, because then everybody's going to get tired of him. So that's why Roderick Strong lost that NXT North American Championship, because they need to cool off. So the NXT Championship is going to go to Tommaso Ciampa.
Yeah.
Right. Who do you think, Dominic?
My pick. I mean, y'all know I'm rooting. I know Rhea's got to win, but it's like deep down, I'm rooting for Bianca.
We
I'm
all are
rooting somehow. Like, that's another day, another segment. I'm gonna cry after we get off the air. Yeah, Ciampa, daddy's back. I'm a Ciampa guy. It's about time. I feel like it's quite a few things could play out for the Undisputed Era. I'm hearing certain speculation that Roderick Strong may interfere, and maybe turn on Undisputed Era, or either if. Or it may be a somehow clean loss. It's like Adam McClellan may just lose this fair and square. And maybe, I feel like maybe somehow they're going to build up for an Undisputed Era call-up push somewhere near WrestleMania or the Monday Night Raw after WrestleMania. It got to be. But it's just, you want to see who they're going to feud with and what brand they're going to go to, or if they're going to split them apart.
I kind of disagree on that.
You don't know they're going to split them? Yeah, I was throwing it out there.
Yeah.
If they split them apart. Just, you know, you're just saying it. I really doubt it, because I want to see a continuation of, you know, them going against AJ Styles and Gallows and Anderson.
That would be great.
That would be cool. Wow. You know, and I wish Finn would join the mix, or, you know, another, you know, Ring of Honor / Impact / New Japan wrestler. But, then for the tag team titles, I want to say we're going to get new tag teams with Riddles and Pete Dunne. I think Fish and O'Reilly, I think their time is up.
Right.
Yep. Who else is on the card?
Yeah.
Oh, the street fight against Knox and Kylie Ray. No, not Kylie Ray.
Candice Ray.
Dakota.
No.
Is it Dakota and
Dakota
Knox?
Kai, there you go.
Tegan Knox.
Dakota Kai. Tegan Knox and Dakota Kai. Yeah, so what's her name? Which one? Whoever's the heel? The heel got to win. Yeah.
No.
And I forgot about the other matches.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, you called good money on that, Dominic, and Southwest. We got about 7 minutes to go. Real quickly, you know, I think Tommaso is going to win that matchup, and then Bianca Belair, she might lose that matchup, but she's starting to have like a little Kofi Kingston, Daniel Bryan push behind her from the fans. And not maybe by the officials, but I could see WWE being forced to put her in a triple threat matchup because of how popular she is getting at this stage. I don't know if we got to this question. I can't remember, but the WWE is they took the Iconics off television. I guess they're getting a repackage, or they're gonna be different when they come back. But did they really need that? Because I thought the Iconics were entertaining. Real quickly, guys, if you can answer that.
I guess they do need it. I don't know what's in store, how to, you know, for them to, what's the new gimmick. But, hey, I mean, a little change don't hurt. They just have to wait and see.
Right, right. How do you feel about yourself? Yeah.
I'm going to say this. I mean, if they didn't find them as entertaining as the Iconics, which they were, like, I agree with both you guys. But if they need repackaging, does it really matter if they're really repackaged? Because they're the same people. It doesn't matter what gimmick you give them. If you're going to be as good as you are, as you say you're going to be when you go into that ring, because that should be your main goal, to be the best and to be champion, I think that repackaging is not what you need. It's just that you need to be good at what gimmick that you get.
Absolutely. I agree with that. I agree with that 100%. Why do you guys think WWE dropped the ball on Matt Hardy since he came back to the WWE? Because he's such a huge attraction. He's so over. But how did WWE drop the ball on him, Southwest?
WWE dropped the ball on the Matt Hardy bandwagon because in Impact Wrestling, the Broken Hardys were the biggest draw in any of wrestling. And then you got to think about it. When they came back to WWE in 2016 at WrestleMania 33, they didn't. That's why they brought him back as the Hardy Boys instead of the Broken Hardys, because they didn't want to have to use the broken name because Matt Hardy owned it. So if they didn't have a piece of that money or a piece of that copyright or whatever it's called, they didn't want to do it. That's why after a while they brought him back. Broken Matt Hardy, Woken Matt Hardy, because that money, because, you know, they try to use it as Woken, but it's like Dean Ambrose, as John Moxley. It's watered down. You can't reuse it. You can't rekindle that fire. So that's why he created that Free the Delete. So that's why he's going to leave. That's why he's going to go to AEW, because he wants to be Broken Matt Hardy, because he wants to own that money. He wants to own that gimmick. He wants to own that oomph. WWE couldn't do it, so that's why they're giving up on him. That's why they use him as Matt Hardy, version one or original Matt Hardy.
Gotcha. Hey, you said it right, man. You said it right. Dominic?
They should have did the version, brought back the version 2.0, Matt Hardy. Give that one more shot. But, yeah, I mean, WWE did what WWE do best, and these bring back certain superstars and legal rights and gimmicks. So, I mean, there's nothing else to say.
Yeah.
About it.
Yeah, 3 minutes. 3 minutes, but I want to get two questions out there in 3 minutes if we can do this. Kenny Omega, it seemed like he's an afterthought in AEW. Do you guys agree? Like, what happened to this Kenny Omega guy that we heard about?
I believe that Kenny Omega is watered down in AEW. He should have stayed in New Japan Pro Wrestling, because he was a star in New Japan Pro Wrestling. He was a heavyweight champion. He was one of the biggest things, and his fire died down. And he's a tag team champion in AEW, and he's not doing anything. So that's all I got to say, so we can get to the next question in these 3 minutes.
Dominic?
Yep, you said it best.
Yeah. All right, final question of the night. John Cena, 16-time champion, You Can't See Me. He is scheduled to return on the 28th of this month to SmackDown. I don't know how I phrase this question, but is that a big deal?
It's not a big deal no more, because he's done gone to Hollywood, and his appearances are as much as The Undertaker's coming to WrestleMania. You know, it's going to be a big deal, supposedly, you know, especially to us old school fans, but you got to think about it. He's gone to Hollywood. He became a hypocrite in what he said to The Rock and back in WrestleMania 28, 29. You forgot about the wrestling fans. You done gone to Hollywood. Story ended.
Dang. That's true, man. That's true. Dumb.
Yeah, there's not much to say. Just he got, what, 10 minutes? His time is 10 minutes. Well, that only was on his back.
Yeah, yeah. All right, but all right, let me call.
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you go ahead. My fault.
I was going to say, the only thing he might do as his return is break Ric Flair's record, and I heard he didn't want to do it, but the only thing WWE might do is break his record so they can make history of first ever 17-time world champion.
Hey, if they can break the Undertaker streak, which I want to talk about next week, they can break Ric Flair's streak, because I think Undertaker's streak is more valuable than Ric Flair's, was more valuable than Ric Flair's title, 16 titles. That's just me.
I agree with that.
Yeah. Seriously, special thanks to Southwest De La Cruz for coming on this show again. He has his own show, you know. He took time out to come on our show again. So we want to thank you for coming on. And he will be on here frequently, as we talked about privately. He will be on this show frequently. And always special thanks to Dominic. You know, very, very... Like, without Dominic, you know, a lot of this stuff won't happen, you know. So he's a good partner to have, Dominic. So thank you, Dominic, for coming on the show. I want to thank the wrestlers that came on Wrestle Talking to D. Sean Taylor, I want to thank you for coming on. And hopefully once we get everything in order for the studio, we can all come together and talk wrestling in person. But for myself and everybody else, thank you for listening. The Gorilla Position is next with the Macho Ghost and Steve Aaron right here on Open Talk Radio 313, The Flash.